Howdy there, dear listeners. With the end of 2025 approaching and the holiday season underway, we wanted to give you an update on our release schedule for the end of December through early January. So today we are dropping an episode of The Badlands. On Sunday, we'll drop the arc recap for all of the Echo arc. And then on the 24th, we will still have our regularly scheduled down low over on the Patreon. We are taking a little bit of a holiday break on the 31st. So instead of a Badlands episode, we're going to be dropping an episode of The Dice Cabinet, which you may recognize from over on Patreon, where we bring in a bunch of tabletop community folks to discuss their spiciest takes about TTRPGs. We will be back to the Badlands on January 14th. And additionally, we have a very exciting mini season that's going to be starting sometime in late January. So keep an eye out on this feed, as well as on our socials, for a little bit more information about that. In the meantime, we wish you and yours a very happy holidays and a wonderful new year, and we can't wait to see you in 2026. And with that, y'all, on with the show.
News from the front. Dear citizens of Threed, it is easy in the shining utopia that is our home to forget the darkness that lurks beyond its borders. Vigilance is not so easily kept, but I encourage you, do not drop your guard, for it is time once more to inform you of current events in the ongoing war with the Badlands. Our intrepid reporters have scoured the wastes, risking life and limb to bring you only the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And so, let us continue our study into the wicked and all too depraved minds of the so-called Twin River Trio. Our two-and-a-half little murderers arrived in Echo, a place truly befitting their love of disorder. Seeking to expand their violent influence, they soon found their first target, Davy Lou Sutton, a gifted scholar from humble origins and classmate of Wyatt Forsythe's. It is the doggedness with which young Wyatt pursued his classmate that perhaps stands as the most damning evidence of his manipulation by the wiles and witchcraft of his kidnappers. Let this be a lesson, dear listeners. Do not blindly trust your peers. Whenever they speak, ask yourself this question. Would a traitor to my way of life say such things? If the answer is so, then the time has come for action. Seek out law enforcement immediately. You may just save all of Threed in so doing. And so, adding the impressionable and all too trusting Davy to their evil entourage, our two-and-a-half little murderers sought out Hayden Kincaid's sister, the young vagrant and criminal refugee Winona. In finding her, they discovered a cruel secret. Winona had kidnapped Theodosius Jameson, brother to Tiberius, Titus, and our dearly departed Thaddeus. And what's more, lurking in the darkness, another predator stalked out our poor Theodosius. None other than Barabbas Bartle, ringleader of the infamous Bartle Gang. Once a humble cattle rancher, legend has it that Bartle traded his own mother's life in exchange for supernatural power and influence. It seems disasters continue to befall the House of Jameson. I urge you, dear listener, keep them in your prayers tonight. And remember, when it comes to defending yourself and your family, always buy Jameson. It is here that our criminals gained further tailwind. They were contacted by none other than Cordrin Lightfeather, criminal mastermind and brutish enforcer of the now-defunct Hazak Gang. Once run out of Threed for his dirty deeds, Lightfeather now runs the Featherfolk, a mysterious cabal of traitors bent on undermining the already tenuous order in Echo. Lightfeather enlisted our little murderers in a plot to topple the Echo government and secure his own rule over the city. The trio viciously attacked Viceroy Lothric Dawnstar at his exclusive party in the hopes of killing him. There, the true ruler of Echo was discovered, Lord Magister and High Archivist Fax of the University of Echo. A man of intelligence and integrity preferring to lead the people from outside the spotlight, Fax nobly revealed himself and defied the traitors, calling down automated troops to deal with their threats. In the ensuing fight, Salome Jameson was captured and Theodosius recovered by Fax's forces, a stunning double victory by the Lord Magister. But now, the skies. Who among us has not wanted to poke their head above the clouds, to look down upon our shining threed and see it as only the birds can? Well then, think Zimmermann Zeppelins. Zimmermann is a trusted name in sky travel. Pioneering the world of aircraft, Zimmermann has always blazed the path above the clouds. But you may think to yourself, I'm not wealthy enough for my own Zeppelin yet. I've not yet acquired my fortune. Well, worry not, for the CEO and founder of Zimmermann Zeppelins, Zip Zimmermann, has provided a revolutionary solution. Zeppelin tours. Now the everyman can conquer the skies, just as he's entitled to. So what are you waiting for? Contact Zimmermann Zeppelins and say the magic words, I want to fly, and let their team of aviators do the rest. Book your tour now. The skies await. Prices may vary. Zeppelin travel is discouraged for women who are pregnant or could become pregnant, small children, and men with an unfortunately delicate constitution. But now, back to the news. Unable to accept defeat, Kincaid, Bartle, and the now entirely brainwashed Wyatt freed the Black Widow Salome, recaptured Theodosius Jameson, and launched an attack on Fax at his own office. Tragedy! Not only was Fax slain, that noble academic, but poor bewitched Wyatt as well. It is truly the children who pay for the deeds of the wicked. Praying to their pagan gods, however, the remaining criminals resurrected Wyatt in a ghastly ritual. Truly, their depravity knows no bounds, killing a child merely to resurrect him moments later as a mindless revenant, now totally subject to their whim. From here on, dear listener, I'm afraid our dear Wyatt is truly gone. Oh, woes. Returning to tell Cordran Lightfeather of their wicked deeds, our blasphemous trio encountered Titus Jameson, Lucinde Courtois, and Clive Cottra, manservant to the Forsytes, who had come to Echo in the hopes of recovering Wyatt, Theodosius, and the city itself from wicked hands. A fight ensued, and though our heroes fought with all the conviction of their beliefs, they succeeded in but one of their noble causes, recovering Theodosius and transporting him safely home. Our sharp-eyed reporter witnessed Titus Jameson, that rugged hero, grievously wounding Barabbas Bartle in the process. The murderous Twin River trio abducted Clive and made off with him, likely for some unknown evil purpose. Our murderous trio gather their strength now to journey to the Fount of the Flame, a long-denounced site of pagan flame worship, now given entirely over to mysterious rituals and demonic secrets. You may wonder, dear listener, if these troubles will ever end. It seems these days only bad news can be heard. But I encourage you, look to the light. Evil will never prevail. Not if you stand by Threed. She will protect you. Will you do the same for her? This broadcast sponsored by the Jameson Company. Jameson. Dependable. The way families should be.